AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former presidents will be there. President Biden will deliver the eulogy at Washington's National Cathedral for the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter. The public got a chance to walk by Carter's flag-draped casket at the Capitol Rotunda. Susan Prohlman traveled from New Hampshire.
He is just an inspiration in terms of his civility, kindness, politeness, his public service, his professionalism. I think that he really embodies a lot of values that I'd like to see come back to this country.
Jimmy Carter died December 29th. He was 100. The fire danger is still high, but Santa Ana winds have eased in Southern California. Wildfires have killed at least 5 people. In Pacific Palisades, Mark McMillan says people are helping out using a simple garden hose.
There's neighbors' houses that would be gone if it weren't for them. They have a pool, and they're just pumping water anytime they need to. Anytime there's embers, they're just spraying everything down, all the neighbors' properties, all the bushes.
Crews contained a fire in the Hollywood Hills. More than a dozen schools in the area are either damaged or destroyed. UCLA has canceled classes for the week. In Germany, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin used their final meeting to press the incoming Trump administration not to give up on Ukraine.
We've come such a long way that it would honestly be crazy to drop the ball now and not keep building on the defense coalitions we've created.
Austin announced the U.S. would send another $500 million in security assistance to Ukraine. Excerpts from an upcoming book by Politico reporter Alex Eisenstadt, obtained by the AP, says someone inside Fox News gave Donald Trump's presidential campaign the questions he would face ahead of a town hall the network produced in 2024. This is AP News. Pope Francis has a cold.
Pope Francis has told ambassadors accredited to the Holy See that he wasn't up to delivering his annual foreign policy speech and asked an aide to deliver it instead. A congested-sounding Francis began the speech, greeting the ambassadors gathered in the Hall of Blessings. But just a few lines into the lengthy speech, which usually recaps highlights of the past year, the 88-year-old Francis said he was still battling a cold and handed the remarks over to an aide. Francis, who had part of one lung removed as a young man, often suffers bouts of bronchitis in winter that leave him out of breath and make it difficult to speak at length. I'm Karen Shamas.
A former FBI informant who fabricated a story about President Biden and his son Hunter accepting bribes that became central to Republicans' impeachment effort was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutors say it was an effort to influence the outcome of the 2020 race. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.